Awesome to hear that. That is Dana Manning, and Better Day is a new single that she has just released this fall. It is brand new music. I guess that would make sense. Produced by Derek Downham, who lives here in Toronto. Dana Manning lives in Stratford and is an artist who's been at it for almost 3 decades now. Met Dana when I was just a kid, when we were just kids, and she's kept at it and has kept on releasing beautiful music. I'm your host, Julian Taylor, and thanks for tuning in to The Jukebox. Before Dana, we heard something from Ashley Ghost Cooper, a song called Future Me. And I got to meet Ashley Ghost Cooper and see her perform at Massey Hall. They have a little stage there, and I was invited to host an incubator session for some Indigenous artists who were there for, I guess, a month or so, just working on stuff. And she blew me away. She's from Red Deer, Alberta, and we just love listening to her and playing her on the show. So check out Ashley Ghost Cooper if you get a chance on social media. Now, some music from Charlotte Adjire and Bolas Pupo from their album Tropical Dancer. Here it is on The Jukebox.
Julian
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Sister Era on the Jukebox. I'm Julian Taylor, your host, and Love is a rising artist with a strong connection to Indigenous roots, specifically their Cree heritage. And it is in their wonderful music that they present the thematic elements of reflecting on generational wisdom and community care. Also, we've got music coming up from one of my favorite groups of all time, from 1997's remaster, The Very Best of the Meters. Just Kissed My Baby is coming up on the show, which is incredible. Cloud Nine by The Temptations, also an incredible tune, released in 68. The Temptations are an incredible group from Motown, and those two songs are very exciting. I'll tell you what's also exciting. Playing this artist, Tennyson King, one of my favorites out there, and we're going to play a song just released this fall, a new single called Most of My Days. Tennyson is an artist who tours relentlessly and has a huge following in Australia and tours there a lot. But before we get to that, let's listen to something from Syria. This is a release from an artist who is born there but has merged out of the Montreal scene, a singer-songwriter by the name of Anur. This is called I Am, and you heard it here first on the Jukebox.
Griffin, I'm your question, I'm your answer. your canvas, I'm your stream. I'm all that's in between. I'm your wonder, I'm your soul, I'm your machine. I'm boundless, undiminished. I am vast and I am bold. That's how the story's told. I'm the symphony of all what you hold. I'm your captive, I am free. I'm your dreams in code. And
no.
is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
number two. Cause I just kissed my baby. And I feel so darn great. Just can't wait. Just kiss my baby. Me and my girl need to hibernate.
Big up to jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
CJSF is 90.1 FM, broadcasting from the heights of Burnaby Mountain.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. It may seem counterintuitive, but some areas are suffering from both droughts and extreme rain. For example, in June and July, catastrophic floods devastated Texas Hill Country, a region that's been experiencing drought for years.
So we had back-to-back this extreme and prolonged drought that was then hit by these extreme and very intense floods.
Joel Lisenby is with the Cooperative Institute for Research in Environmental Sciences at the University of Colorado Boulder. He says a few torrential storms do not necessarily end a drought. After the storms in Texas,
the grass greened up, the pastures improved, the soils became saturated again. But the long-term drought didn't leave. In fact, Central Texas is still seeing impacts of a long-term drought in their reservoir levels and aquifer levels.
As the climate warms, Texas and many other parts of the U.S. are expected to experience harsher droughts and heavier rain.
These prolonged dry periods are becoming longer and drier. And when the rain comes, it comes in much larger, shorter bursts.
So people will increasingly see the devastation caused by flooding and drought, side by side. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Do you know what your local wetland has done for you lately? Wetlands function like nature's kidneys, mitigating the impacts of floods and droughts, protecting our communities, and supporting food production. Despite representing 6% of the Earth's surface, wetlands store 33% of the planet's carbon. If you value life, thank a wetland. Learn about wetlands at work with Ducks Unlimited Canada at ducks.ca/wetlands.